You're listening to the Champ Off-Road Podcast, presented by Amswell.
Welcome, everyone, to the second episode of the Championship Off-Road Podcast, presented by Amswell. I'm Brent Smith, alongside Shane Stetsny, and we're going to bring you all the coverage of the sportsman action here in our second podcast of the season. The first one, we talked about all the pros, Shane, and it was unbelievable what we talked about and what's here to set sail in 2022. But today, it's all about the sportsmen. These guys are the hungry drivers of the sport.
Yeah, hungry is probably the right word to describe our sportsman drivers, Brent. So last week when we talked about the pros, we talked about how there's going to be more entries, a lot of movers and shakers. Same story for our sportsman drivers. A bunch of new entries, a lot of drivers, especially youth drivers, moving up through the ranks this year. And even though the budgets are smaller, like you said, the hunger is still there. These sportsman drivers are the lifeblood of short course off-road racing here in the Midwest. That's what makes me excited about this 2022 season.
Yeah, absolutely, Shane. Like, all these drivers that are coming in 2022, we can look down our charts, we can look down our notes and see the newcomers coming into these divisions, but there's some heavy hitters week in and week out. We talk about all the time. I mean, you look in the 170s to the 570s, they're newer classes in the last 3 to 5 years. 570, it's fresh. You have a lot of great competition. I mean, Andy Johnson down to Chase Braun in the 570s. Those are guys to look for this year.
Yeah, and we'll break down all the drivers, guys and gals, to look for this year. But, Brent, you know what I love more than just about anything? Youth racing. So why don't we start by talking about the 170 side-by-sides. This is terrific. Just like last year, we're expecting 25 or more entries. And by my back-of-the-envelope count, just under half of those are girls. So the pipeline for female off-road racers is wide open coming through our youth classes. Also, this is kind of a fun note. Three different groups of three drivers from individual families. You've got Ashton, Axel, and Drake Dreyer. I think that's two siblings and a cousin. Then from the Holchers, you've got Finley, Gabe, and William Holcher. That's also two siblings and a cousin. And how about this? Three Bone sisters, Abigail, Anna, Ashley Bone, are going to be fighting for family bragging rights on the track this year.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, let alone you have a lot of great competitors, but you put three people in the same family. I knew what it was to have a twin brother to try to compete and be better than your twin. I can't imagine all the different talks going on in the pits and what they're talking about. Yeah, they're young drivers, but like you said earlier, they're hungry. They want to keep moving up divisions. And man, I couldn't believe, like, when I seen 170s come out, like, hey, what a hell of a stepping stone. And that's what I love about it, because these kids are getting to learn at a young, young age.
Yep, you're absolutely right. So for 170 this year, the man with the target on his back is Cody Krantz. He had 5 wins out of 12 rounds last year. Ray Denninger had 2 wins. And then Wyatt Olson, Ella Holcher, Grant Dressel, Jaden Dickman, and Jennifer Owens all picked up 1 win each. That's 7 different drivers that won races across 12 rounds. But for this year, like I said, Krantz last year, 5 wins. Can anybody beat him?
I don't know. Every time it seems like we're calling, it's Cody Krantz gets out front in that number 22 car. It's always embedded in my head. I mean, that car is put together well. I mean, there's a lot of things going around, like how quick that car is. But, I mean, they're starting to get to his pace. But 5 wins, that's huge. I mean, I can't imagine what he's going to do this season. But that's why you keep coming back. You talk about the hunger. I mean, you keep coming back. You want to win races. 7 different winners. I mean, that's what we like to see. As announcers, Shane, I mean, we want to see the best of the best come to the top. But hey, we like those newcomers at the end of the day as well.
Absolutely. So the other youth side-by-side class, 570 side-by-sides, we talked about Krantz having 5 wins last year. How about this kid? Chase Braun last year had 9 wins in 12 rounds. He was, at times, just nobody could even keep pace with him. He was that fast. Andy Johnson, Colin Peitel, Connor Lacoste each took 1 win as well. And here's where we get some of those movers and shakers that we talked about. So in the 170s, Ella Holcher is gone. She will be back in 570s this year. Harper Hughes, who really showed a lot of improvement in the 170s, she has now moved up into the 570s. Worth noting that she has former Classics champ Dale Chestnut on the headset for her. I think that's played a big role in her development. Also, you've got Jack Betts, Corbin Wassenberg, and Olivia Lawson all coming up from 170s. and Haven Delory, who raced 170s a couple of years ago, also moving up, plus a handful of rookies, so a much bigger field in the 570s. So last year, like I said, Braun, super dominant, 9 wins. Who's the biggest threat to him this year? You've got Ella Holcher, Colin Pytel, Andy Johnson, maybe somebody else. What do you think?
I mean, there's a lot of great competition in here. I would like to say Andy Johnson. He's a newcomer in the 570s last year. He's got a great supporter, his father, his mom, and his little brother. Like, they're all about – his older brother, excuse me. I mean, they're all about winning. They work on a farm back at home. They work multiple hours a day. I mean, it's crazy, those kids, what they go through to keep the animals going on the farm. But then to put their time aside and their dad working on these cars, I mean, sometimes it's last minute because they got to take care of things at home. But Andy Johnson, one of the big guys I'm looking for this year. I mean, it could go on for days, but you look at Braun, 9 wins. I mean, who else you really got to put your hands on? I mean, in my head, he might take another 9 wins, but I'm hoping these newcomers coming into the class will mix things up because I like to see different winners.
So moving on to our, I guess, adult sportsmen side-by-side, our two classes. Just a quick note on sportsmen side-by-side and pro-am side-by-side. Everything we're about to tell you about drivers moving between classes is very unofficial, because I know that there's still a handful of drivers who are, you know, on the fence. Even as of like a week ago, they didn't know if they were going to race sportsman or pro-am or maybe move up to pro stock. One guy I'm thinking of there is Dylan Parsons. Talked to him in person and he said, I'm not sure yet which class I'm going to race. The classes are, as far as performance wise and components on the cars, they're very close. So it's fairly easy for a driver to make a last minute decision and make the switch. So I just wanted to make that note, because we're probably going to say something about a driver moving and then it turns out that we were wrong. So, all right, that's out of the way. Sportsman side-by-side last year is one of the tightest battles in all of Champ Off-Road. Colin Kearns had 3 wins, but he took the championship over Derek Tilkins, who had 4 wins. That was a 6-point margin. But I think both of those guys are moving up to Pro-Am side-by-side, so that's going to leave a wide-open points battle here. Looking ahead to 2022, the third place driver, Jake Jorgensen, he had 3 wins. He's also gone. He moved to pro stock. Dustin DeGrand, John Coomer, they had 1 win apiece. They both look to be returning to sportsman side by side, but it's a wide open class. Cody Jones last year had a handful of podiums. Bryce Carlson was fast at times. I mentioned Coomer and DeGrand. Josh Skiedemann coming back for his second year, you know, was finishing up in the top 6 or 7 consistently at the end. Nicole Fisher showed a lot of improvement last year, but who do you think we should be watching for?
I mean, Nicole Fisher, we've talked to her a lot. I mean, she really puts in the effort. She puts in the time, and she's a hell of a driver. Look down to Cody Jones. I mean, DeGrand, Carlson. I mean, Bryce Carlson's putting a lot of laps in. He went to Crandon, tested, did some side-by-side racing before season. So these guys are coming, and gals are coming ready for 2022, and we'll just have to see how things shake out. I mean, who knows? I mean, Kearns, he had 3 wins, but who knows? He might not have 1 win this year. I mean, luck is huge on driver's sides. I mean, driving my whole life and trying to keep things going is not easy, and luck is 90% of it. The late Rick Huseman said that if you don't have 85-90% luck, you're not going to make things happen. So I mean, it's really going to be interesting to see sportsmen side-by-side and pro-am side-by-side this year, because there's a lot of great talent and a lot of stinking cars.
Yeah, I mentioned how tight that points battle was in sportsmen side-by-side last year. Well, pro-am side-by-side, it was the Marquardt brothers. Dylan had 3 wins. Tyson had 6 wins. They were atop the standings at the end of the year, separated only by 2 points. It came down to literally one position at the end of the season. Dylan has moved up to pro stock. Dylan Parsons was in Pro-Am last year. I think he's also headed to Pro Stock, or at least that's what he told me, but he wasn't totally sure. Then you had Chase Kleist, Jake Kosmecki. They each picked up 1 win. But the bigger question on my mind is, assuming they both move up, Kearns and Tilkins, can they both contend right away in Pro-Am side-by-side after being the two guys to beat in Sportsman last year?
I mean, that's a great question, Shane, but you have to have confidence to move to that next class. If you ask these drivers, they probably will tell you, yeah, we got a shot at it. Me as a driver growing up, if you have that confidence to move forward and you think you can do it, hell, why don't you try it? I mean, you live once, go up and do it. I believe both of those drivers can really make a stamp in the Pro-Am and class. It depends. I mean, how's their program? How's their budget? Do they have enough to keep it going all year? You know, so these drivers really need to be prepared is a big word for this next class. You go from sportsman to pro. Hey, it's the same. You're driving a car. You know how to drive. You know your setup. But to take that pro name and put it ahead, I mean, they're going to be ready for it, but it's not an easy move. But I think if anybody can do it, those two drivers can make it happen.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I know, you know, obviously Colin Kern's super talented, but Tilkins has to be just so extremely hungry coming into this year. You remember he carried the points lead most of the year last year in Sportsman side-by-side. As I said, in Sportsman last year, he had the most wins in the class with four. But just those final 2 weekends, Bark River and then World Championship weekend at Crandon, just ran into some terrible luck. And I talked to him both of those weekends, and he was just absolutely sick to his stomach that his season fell apart like it did, and that he ended up in second in points. I know he's going to come back. He's such a fierce competitor. He'll be extremely driven. I expect him to do really well.
Yeah, Tilkins, he's really moved to the next level in his program. I mean, it's just a bummer when you see him on the podium if he didn't get that win or if he had bad luck. He's just bummer walking around the pits. But he was a man to look at in 2021, and I can guarantee you we're going to be talking about that Tilkins name in 2022, Shane.
Well, so moving on, Brent, let's talk about some kart classes, our short course karts last year. Champion was Ava Lawrence. She only had one win, but was super consistent, 8 out of 12 podiums. That's a really great season, especially in such a competitive class. Tristan Hinton, Wes Vandevort, Ella Holcher, 3 wins apiece. Race Visser, 2 wins. But Ava Lawrence, last year's champ, she's no longer in the class. Ella Holcher, no longer in the class. Hinton and Wes Vandevort both came into the final round in the points chase, but came up just short. But we've also got some interesting outsiders that ran well last year. You've got Reed LeDuc, the Legacy, Gavin Plummer, Camden Pytel. Do you think one of those outsiders has a chance to steal the championship this year in 2022?
Well, absolutely, Shane. The short course kart class is going to be amazing to watch. It's cool how you talked about Reed LeDuc. He really showed the big guns last year. I mean, Pytel, I mean, you could just go down through the names. I mean, when you get good competition to move out of the class, we see that new group of kids coming up through. I mean, Ella, she's ready to get out of that class. She's been very, very fast. Ava Lawrence, she's proved that she's one to beat. Scotty Lawrence, her father, running Pro 4, he knows how to put a program together. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see this year, but my eyes are set. It might be calling a little favors, but Reed LeDuc, he's going to be prepared. I mean, you watch the Instagram and Facebook posts that Kyle posts. He's throwing Reed upside down, getting him used to being rolled over and learning how to get out of a truck in crazy situations. So they're doing what they need to prepare for 2022. But I mean, we're talking about short course karts, and I mean, it's a beginner's class, but we expect a lot of these little kids.
Yeah, one of our youngest classes. But what I love about this class is that somehow these young kids just have such great personalities. I'm thinking of like Tristan Hinton, Race Visser, who's an absolute rock star, got a ton of FaceTime on the Champ Off-Road live stream last year. Wes Vandevort, always on the podium. The first thing he says on the podium every time is how great the other drivers that were on the podium race. Never
right,
wants
right.
to talk about himself. Just such such great personalities, just outstanding young people in short course kart.
Yeah, it's so cool how they're on the Champ Off-Road shows during the year and search for merch. I mean, you keep an eye on Tristan Hinton and Race Visser. They're going to be your newcomers in the pro ranks in the next 5 to 6, 7 years. You watch. I mean, they're going to be your Easton Sleeper. They're going to be your young Doug Matag when they came in the series. Like, they're going to be the guys to watch. And they're so outgoing. They love the sport. Like you said, they're not shy. They know what to talk about, and they create attention. And that's what you need in our sport, to gain sponsors, to gain likes, to gain respect from a lot of people.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's one of the fun things about our youth classes is trying to single out those drivers that, you know, there's obviously some drivers that we talk about just about nonstop because they've earned that right. You know, Race Visser being one of them. Ella Holcher, we talk about her a lot because she's, you know, last year raced 3 classes. But it's fun to just kind of project, like you said, 5-10 years into the future. Which of these drivers are we really going to be talking about in Pro 2, Pro 4?
Well, Shane, next up, Mod Kart. This is a great division, a lot of great competition, and guys moving on to this class as well, including Easton Sleeper. It's a great class, a lot of winners throughout the years, but hey, we might not have a lot of trucks all the time, but these drivers really know how to wheel.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is going to be one of the most intriguing points battles, I think, for sure, in the entire youth, the four youth classes, maybe in all of sportsman racing. So you said Easton Sleeper, he was the champ last year. He picked up 2 wins. He has moved on to Pro Spec. The other winners last year, Mike Funk had 5 wins. Antonio Inglese had 3 wins. Porter Inglese, Troy Johnson, 1 win apiece. But Mike Funk may not even make it out at all this year. He has a foot injury that's going to keep him out for at least the majority of the season. Word on the street is he may just take the year off. Antonio Inglese, like I said, he picked up 3 wins. He's moved on to Pro Light. That's 10 of the 12 wins from last year that are now out of the class. But there are some interesting newcomers. We mentioned Tristan Hinton coming out of these short course carts. Also, Ella Holcher making that move up into mod cart. So you've got this interesting mix of newcomers, but some other hungry veterans are still in the class. I'm talking about Andy and Troy Johnson, Zach Rohanowitz, Chase Moeller, Porter and Glazy. Is this going to be the most wide open championship chase among the youth classes, you think?
Yeah, those last five that you talked about, Andy Johnson, Troy Johnson, Zach Rohanowitz, I mean, they have years in this class, so they know what it takes to win. They have a great background. They have great equipment. So it'll be interesting to see. Porter Inglese, really, really strong race car driver. I mean, we talk about a lot of these guys, but Tristan Hinton keeps coming up. He's a newcomer. He races snowcross. The kid is always on something, driving. So keep an eye on Tristan Hinton. But Andy, Troy Johnson, they're my local favorites. Those guys are always showing their guns.
Yeah, like I said, that's this mod card class, probably the hardest to predict for this year. Like I said, 10 out of the 12 wins from last year, those drivers are gone. Well, as always, Brent, this podcast is presented by Amsoil. Champ Off-Road fans, remember to visit Amsoil.com for products that protect and maximize performance in all your vehicles and motorized toys. Use that convenient Amsoil product guide to find exactly what you need and get fast free shipping right to your door. Amsoil, run with us. So, Brent, do you know what I love more than anything in racing?
Oh, yeah. I could probably nail that right on the head. We're talking about the buggies, because you're a buggy dork in a cool way, dude. Like, that's all you've lived for your whole life. You've actually got to drive light buggy. So, I mean, this is what you live for. It's so cool. You always have the greatest notes. You always are talking with those drivers. They know you personally, and you get so excited. Like, our favorite classes, super stock truck, we go to 1600 buggy, but these cars in these classes are very competitive, and there's a ton of them. We talk about who's going to win this year. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, we've got some more wide open points battles. Let's start with light buggy. So last year, Colin Schultz, this was not a close points battle last year. He had 6 wins, including he rattled off 4 in a row from rounds 8 through 11. Now get this. Colin Schultz, who was the champion, in the final round, he finished 23rd. The runner-up in points finished 17 spots higher in that final round in 6th place. And that cut Colin's points margin to 60 points. That's how far ahead he was of the rest of the field.
That is crazy. The points battles are just amazing. Like, how they stretch out or they stay together. I mean, you look at Colin Schultz, it seems like every time we talk about light buggy, it's the Schultz. But they put in the time, they put in the effort to be on top of the box week in and week out. But Jorgensen, I mean, no wins, 2 podiums. Watch for those guys to make the next step to try to go for that top spot every time. Stingle, talk about that blazing orange car. You never can count him out. I don't care if he's 75 years old. He will be there.
He's going to be really upset that you said that.
No, I'm saying if he could be 75. He's not. But I'm saying when he's 75 years old, he'll still win in light buggy.
Yeah, you mentioned Stingle. He didn't have a win last year either, but he finished 2nd 4 different times. 4th place in points was Connor Schultz. He had 4 wins. That was 2nd behind his brother, Colin, for most wins. The other 2 wins went to Tyler Tisla-Wiens and Billy Booth. Neither of those guys are in light buggy this year. So what do you think? How does this points battle shape up? Can anybody throw the anchor on Colin Schultz?
Man, that's a tough question. I mean, Schultz has just been there. I mean, Connor and Colin both. I mean, they get to the front so quick. Mikey Vandenhoevel built those chassis. They are nothing but the best. I mean, love Mikey to death and what he's done over the years for everyone. And it's going to be hard to take those Schultz down. I could put other people in there and say that it's going to be a big battle. But when you win majority of the races in the Schultz family, that's my eyes are going to be on those boys.
It's funny that you mentioned Mike Vandenhoevel. He is the most name-dropped person on this podcast since we took it over last year. I think 4 or 5 different drivers mentioned him last year, and I know that we're 2 for 2 on Mike Vandenhoevel references this year, so you're welcome for all the mentions, Mike. So the next buggy class we'll talk about, 1600 buggy. Last year, the champion Dylan Parsons had 5 wins. John Fitzgerald, Tom Trelstad, Tony Kuipers, 2 wins apiece, and then Billy Booth had the other win. Tony Kuipers was right in the thick of the points chase, but then in Bark River, he crashed and broke his thumb, so that kind of cratered his chances. Billy Booth, who was the 2020 champ, he has moved on to Super Buggy. We'll talk more about that in a second. And then a couple other notes. The brother-in-law team, Craig Peitel, Brian Holcher, they're going to step out of 1600 Buggy this year, take the year off. They've got a lot of youth drivers in that Holcher and Peitel pit, so those two guys are going to focus on that this year and developing the young drivers. And then how about this, Brent? I think I can make this public now because it's already been posted on champoffroad.com, but one of the entries in 1600 Buggy this year, back after like a decade of being off, Mike Seifelt. If you've been around short course racing here in the Midwest for a long time, you remember Seifelt and Mark Steinhardt were like the two top dogs in 1600 Buggy for 15 plus years. But Mike Seifelt is back for 2022.
Oh, that is great to see Mike back in the seat. Been around a long, long time. I remember when Brad Erickson was racing back in the day. They were always very, very fierce competitors, and it'll be good to see him back in a car. And don't count him out at any given time, because he knows how to drive these 1600 buggy cars.
So compared to some of our other classes that we've talked about already, here in 1600 buggy, most of the heavy hitters are coming back for this year. So what do you think that points battle looks like? Does Dylan Parsons repeat, make it 2 in a row? Or what about the Trelstad brothers? Both of those guys were fast last year. Tom had a couple wins. Travis was on the podium a few times.
Well, it's going to play out the way it plays out. I mean, I couldn't tell you. We've been around off-roads our whole life, but it takes every race. You have to come prepared. You can't just win the first one and the last one and think you're going to seal anything. You look at the names, John Fitzgerald, talk about Thomas Trelstad. Yeah, they each had 2 wins in 2021. But John, I felt like John had some bad luck. He got put in some different situations, got taken out a couple different times. I mean, it's back and forth. I mean, he's going to be ready for 2022. But then you move down and you talk about Kuipers. Kuipers, you talk about having some issues there in 2021, but he'll be back. He's always fast. These guys are in this class because they love this class. A lot of these guys could move up to the Super Buggy. It's more expensive. There's a little bit more to go after, but these are the guys that we're going to see coming back this year. And I'll tell you, the Trelstad brothers, they're going to be right there. But Tony Kuipers, I think he's going to surprise everyone, and he might be that guy on top with 5 wins this year.
Well, we'll find out how it plays out. And you mentioned Billy Booth, the 2020 1600 Buggy champion, not being in the class. That's because he moved on to this next class, Super Buggy. Now, last year, the story starts and ends with Michael Meister. Had 8 wins, rattled off 6 wins in a row from ERX through Dirt City and Bark River. So he swept 3 consecutive weekends. The other winners in the class, 1 win apiece for Bud Ward, Mike Kirkham, Mark Steinhardt, and Mike Hester. One driver leaving the class, that's Chris Vanden Elsen. He had 3 podiums, finished in the top 5 in points. He is on to Pro Spec. But the rest of the top 12, so 11 of the top 12 drivers, are in for 2022. So do you see that Alpha Pack playing out like it did last year? Meister, Hester, Steiny, Kirkham as the lead dogs, or do you think it'll be somebody else?
Well, it's hard to count out Michael Meister, but you look at the list and you just see Meister, Hester, Steiny, Kirkham. I mean, then you put in Paul Hayward and Schwabe. I mean, J.D. Coran threw down some good runs. I mean, it's a bummer that Vanden Elsen moved out of the class, but Hey, Dave VandenHelsen will be showing his guns as well. But I'm telling you, this is like a train week in and week out. Every race, you look at Meister, Hester, Steiny. I mean, at any given time, these guys could take that win. And that battle is crazy through the race because these guys can wheel cars. So it's just a matter of staying out of trouble, keeping your nose clean, and get to that front and get that clean air. And normally, if Michael Meister gets out front, well, it shows right on our charts. 8 wins, it's hard to stop him when he gets in a row.
So I did mention Billy Booth also moving into the class. 2020, he won the light buggy and 1600 buggy championships. Obviously, the guy can wheel. Where does he fit into this points battle? Do you think he can be competitive right from the jump?
Absolutely, 120%. I mean, I love Billy to death. He's a great kid. His passion for the sport is over the top. His father is amazing. Like, they know what to do to make these cars work. They put their head down. They prep these cars over the top. And every time they show up, they're one of the contenders. I don't care if they just got out of 1600 buggy, light buggy. Now they put him in super buggy. He's going to be one of those newcomers that are going to put their face on top with Michael Meister all the way down to Mark Steinhardt. I mean, he will be there. I'm not even holding him out of the top five. I believe he's going to be in that chase every race.
Well, only two more classes to talk about, Brent. Two classes that you know a little bit about. Let's start with stock truck. This was a really good points battle last year. Diesel Shanick ended up being the champion by 2 points. So again, it came down to one position in the final round. He only had one win, but he was on the podium 7 out of 12 rounds. The leader in wins for the class last year was Scott Belanger. He had 5 wins, but he was kind of a checkers or wreckers guy. It seemed like he either won or, you know, had some mechanical issues. TJ Ewert rattled off 3 wins in a row in the middle of the season. Corey Holcher had 2 wins, and Eric Senkowski had 1 win. So Belanger is gone to Super Stock Truck. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a moment. Everybody else returns, and there's a couple newcomers, including Brian Piott. That's Scott Belanger's teammate, driving the truck that Scott drove last year. So like I said, it came down to 2 points last year. Is this the hardest class to predict, maybe instead of mod cart for the 2022 season? Like I said, that points chase came down to one position in the final round.
Yeah, I really believe that it's going to come down to that final round once again. I mean, Corey Holcher really showing his guns last year. Belanger, 5 wins. He's out of the class. That's good news for everyone else. But like you said, he either went from hero to zero in his races, and it was nothing he could do, had transmission issues. But to talk about the points, it is going to be close. Don't count out the newcomer, Brian Piott, because, hey, Belanger's truck worked. It was fast. It broke sometimes, but I'm guaranteed they got that thing figured out for 2022 down to Diesel Shanick. Don't count him out. 1 win, 7 podiums, like you said earlier. He will be the guy to beat, I believe, this year. That's a former Matt Ives truck from back in the day. They chopped it off, rebuilt the truck, but there was a lot of time and energy in that truck to build championships after Matt got out of it and won how many championships. Now Diesel stepped in, won some shots at it, got the championship, and now, I mean, I asked him, are you going to move up to Super Stock Truck? He's like, man, it's really, really expensive to go to that next step. We're already spending enough. So it'll be interesting to see what goes on in Stock Truck this year.
Well, you mentioned Super Stock Truck. Maybe we saved the best for last here. Obviously, the I guess Super Stock Truck is the people's favorite. Last year, the champion was Joe Maciosek. Only had 1 win, but a tremendously consistent year. 10 podiums out of the 12 rounds. Visser had 4 wins. Nick Bing had 4. Ben Holcher with 2 wins. And Kyle Cooper had 1 win. Visser, as we said on the last show, has moved on to Pro Spec. But that truck is still going to be there because Scott Belanger bought that truck from Nick Visser. And he is going to join the fray in Super Stock Truck. And then we also have an interesting newcomer. You see the name on the notes there, but I've been told that we have to keep that quiet who it is. It's a former class champion. If you are savvy on social media, on Facebook especially, you can probably dig a little bit on the Champ Off-Road Facebook page and find that driver talking about racing this year, but still kind of under wraps. But look for that some point this year. A brand new truck, former class champion coming back. But looking ahead to the full season, the points chase, aside from those guys I mentioned that split all those wins, you got Braden Boshaw, Trey Boshaw, Matt Piper, and Aaron Holiday. Both those guys were rookies or second-year drivers back in 2021, showed a lot of speed. DJ Jorgensen had some top 6 finishes. How does this points battle play out? This is one of the most, the deepest most competitive classes in all the sportsman divisions in Champ Off-Road. How does it play out?
Well, Shane, I think it'll play out very, very well. I mean, you have newcomers coming in the class, some secret guys maybe making their debut once again coming out of retirement. But we talk about Belanger, very, very quick in stock truck. He's got a great piece of equipment. When he came up into this class, he didn't just buy any old truck, go build a truck. He bought Visser's truck, a championship truck. So watch for him to take matters in his own hands. But then you go to Braden Boshaw, Trey Boshaw, Pyburn, Aaron Holiday, Jorgensen. I mean, they know how to win. They just haven't had that shot yet. They're right there. They have some bad teething problems coming into the class. But now you talk about the entire class as itself. These guys are very competitive. It gives us goosebumps still as announcers. We talk about these guys time and time again, but this class, I was in this class. It is very competitive. The trucks work in this point championship. Go to Nick Bing, Ben Holder, Kyle Cooper, you name it, Shane. I don't know. Who is your pick?
Oh, man, you're putting me on the spot. I think it's going to come down to the final race, and it did this past year, 2021, between Joe Mochosik and Kyle Cooper. I think it's at least a two-way battle, if not three or four guys all fighting for the championship as we enter the final round. I think it's going to be that close. Another thing to keep an eye on in this class, though, is so the drama, the physical driving, we'll call it, escalated all year. It kept getting a little bit rougher and rougher. After Bark River, the entire class had to be warned to play nice and get along a little bit. Do you think they can get past that race a little bit more on the up and up in 2022?
Well, as announcers, Shane, and the people out there watching Super Stock Truck, I guarantee you they want to see contact. They want to see these drivers drive hard, but taking people out, taking a guy out of his line in a mean way is not fun. I mean, we want to see the best of the best come to the top, and we look at the Super Stock Truck class, and I can name 11, 12 guys at any given day if they have that luck on their side or they drove a perfect race. They can win, but you talk about banging, beating on each other's doors. You don't want to see that. These are guys are putting $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in these trucks, and you have a couple guys that come for the middle of the pack and just will wipe out people. You take out 7-8 trucks, nobody wants to see that. I mean, we're spending money here in this class, and these guys to move to that pro level, you need to play nice. You got to show that you can be fully committed in a truck, but yet have respect for one another. Respect is a huge thing. I don't want to see nobody go wipe anyone out and be like, hey, I won, but he had that one coming. Yeah, okay, it's a give and take, but I want to see a hard out battle, a driver become a driver at the end of the day. And hey, man, I didn't touch nobody, and I made my way to the front.
Yeah, I think you said that really well. I hope they can the 2021 drama in the past. Keep it in 2021. It's a clean slate. You know, like I said, everybody just, I hope they can play nice and make this the best it can be, because it's been said over the last couple of years that Super Stock Truck is the best kept secret in short course off-road. It's not, you know, they're not on TV, but it's, if you know, you know. If you're at the track and you've seen Super Stock Truck, it is a tremendous show.
Yeah, it's the best show on dirt in the sportsman division, if you ask me. And we could talk about it all day long. But like I say, it gives you goosebumps. It gets you going. These classes, every class that comes up through our day, and people have to realize we're sitting there all day long, and we're going back and forth trying to reminisce and get new stories and make this the best sport possible, because we love it to death. But it's a long day. But I'll tell you, these classes, they're going to be fun to watch. I could not tell you who's going to win in each class in Antigo, Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely will be fun to watch. And speaking of fun, Brent, if you got a little bit more time, I've got some more secret questions for you that were not on the podcast notes. Are you up for it?
Oh, yeah. Throw it at me, buddy.
All right. So first up, give me a long shot winner. Who's going to win a race this year that is just going to shock everybody?
Are we talking in a certain division or all around, every
the
class?
The entirety of the sportsman division. Wow. Pick a winner that's going to just surprise all the fans.
Let's see, man. You're stumping me, but that's cool. I love to be stumped on that stuff. Let's see. I want to say Belanger, like in Super Stock Truck. I really believe, I mean, it was just randomly one of the first things that popped in my head. We were talking about Super Stock Truck, but I believe Scott will get a win in the first part of the season in Super Stock. And I think he'll be one of the surprise notes. There's a lot of great talent, But hey, he's in a great truck as well.
I like that answer. I'm going to go to Super Buggy, and I'm going to say Paul Hayward. He has visited the podium a couple times over the past couple of years. I think this is the year that he puts it together and picks up win number one in Super Buggy.
That is awesome. Paul Hayward, new wraps on board those cars. Him and his wife are racing both this year. So, hey, watch for Paul Hayward. He's always quick. He's going to be there. I like that answer.
We talked about a handful of drivers, some notable drivers, moving up a class. Which one of these drivers has the best chance to be competitive right away? You kind of sort of answered this already. You've got Scott Belanger in Superstock, Tristan Hinton moving up to Mod Cart, Ella Holcher moving into Mod Cart, and Billy Booth in Super Buggy. Which one of those drivers do you think is going to be the closest to a championship this year?
I mean, this is a big swing to throw this out there, but Billy Booth, he has the time in the cars. I know he's moving up a class, but I'll tell you, if you know how to drive, you know how to relate to a race car, and you know how to prep them, the driving's a small part. To keep that car together is the huge part. So watch, Billy Booth is my number one pick to make an opening surprise this year and to be in that top five in points all season long.
I think you are a fool for picking someone not named Ella Holcher. I think the amount of seat time she's gotten over the last couple of years, she is going to jump into Mod Cart and be fast right from the drop of the green flag in round one in Antigo. I think she's going to be right in the thick of that points battle. Like we said, that class is wide open. If anybody can move into the class and steal a championship year one, it's got to be Ella.
Absolutely. She's a young talent, very, very well put together race car driver. And hey, that HBI car, anything she's going to get in from here on forward, she's going to do big things. Had a chance to talk to her mom and at the banquet here earlier this winter, and they're ready for what's next with her. They don't want to push her too fast. They don't want to shove her through and make it not fun. And she's enjoying it right now, and she's going to put down some great results in 2022.
All right, second to last question for you here. I'm going to ask you to be a Debbie Downer. I want you to rain on someone's parade. Out of the sportsman champions who are staying in the same class, I want you to pick a driver not to repeat.
Not to repeat. Oh, man, you're going to...
Someone's going to be sending you some upset DMs after this podcast episode comes out.
That's okay. We've had worse. Here we go. Let's see. Oh, I don't want to rain on nobody's parade, dude. Like, that's harsh. People are going to be upset. But if I had to throw something out there, it's going to be tough for Joey Matosik to take another championship back-to-back. But if anybody can do it, he can do it. But I don't want to rain on his parade, but we'll throw Joey Matosik under the bus. He can be mad at me.
Well, you know, with these just for fun questions, I go out of my way to disagree with you, but I'm going to agree with you only because on our next episode, which will also be out before Antigo, Joe Matosik is going to be our sportsman guest. So I'm going to be on the record with you as saying he won't repeat because I'm sure he'll have something to say to us about it. I'm just trying to set up some comedy gold for episode 3.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have fun with it. Joey Matosik is a good driver, great kid. We always go over there and make sure we talk some words with him after the week's done and going into the next weekend. I mean, he's going to be the guy to beat. But hey, sorry, Joey. We have to throw you under the bus today.
All right. And the final question here, pick one class. Which class out of our sportsman divisions is going to be so exciting this year that we're talking about it for years to come?
Wow. Which one? They're all just amazing. I mean, we talk about super stock truck. I mean, the points battle, but I want to throw a curveball at this one. I want to say that 1600 Buggy is going to be one of the closest points championship races in 2022. I really do think so. I mean, Johnny Fitzgerald, Dylan Parsons, Tony Keepers, I could go on for days. Billy Booth was in there before, now moved out. So that gives another guy another shot at the top five. That's my class, I think, that I'm going to be watching. And I normally don't pay attention that close because any given time, anybody can win. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to be tough for Dylan Parsons to put down five wins.
Well, you stole my answer, so I'm going to take Stock Truck as being a knockdown, drag-out fight to the finish. Like I said, last year, it came down to 2 points between Diesel Shanik and the runner-up in points in that class. I think it's going to be that close again. Ewart was coming on so strong last year, rattled off a couple wins. Corey Holcher, obviously fast. Senkowski, a former world champion in the class. I think that's going to be a 5 or 6 truck or more points battle that just rages on all year. I think it's going to be one that we remember for a long time.
Well, Shane, sorry I stole your answer, but that was another one. That's another great class. And I think we're going to see 3-4 different classes like that in 2022. I really do. And that's what we're here for. We love our job. We love this sport to death. Everyone at Champ Off Road has been doing what they need to do to step up this series. And I mean, there's huge things coming. I mean, new drivers, new trucks, new cars. And I'm telling you, the car counts, you thought they were big last year, they're going to be huge this year.
Yeah, already we're up by about 25 more drivers across pro and sportsman combined compared to where we were last year at this time. So it's going to be a great season. So next time on the Champ Off-Road Podcast, we're going to go back to our classic format. We're going to bring some guests on. We appreciate you sticking it out, listening to Brent and myself talk about racing, especially this episode, which is going to be a long one, but we want to give our sportsman classes their fair shake, give them some love as well. On the next episode, as we mentioned, we'll have Joe Machosik from Super Stock Truck. I'm sure he's going to have some things to tell us. And then we're also going to have Ryan Beat, so we'll talk about his efforts in Pro 2 and also the future, where Pro Spec goes next. Oh, and hey, by the way, Antigo is less than 1 week away, so this 2022 season is just about ready to kick off.
Absolutely, Shane. I cannot wait. Less than a week away from Antigo, Wisconsin. Once again, I'm Brent Smith alongside Shane Stetsny, and you have just witnessed our second podcast of the season. Make sure you follow up and listen to our third podcast coming up here at the Championship Off-Road Podcast presented by Amsoil. Have a great night, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Champ Off-Road Podcast presented by Amsoil.